This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, going to the Olympics as an athlete, but not to compete. We hear what life is like as a sparring partner.
First, life online evolving from eBay to eBuy. The online auction site is changing to sell more items at a set price. Catherine Holohan is technology correspondent for Business Week Online. Catherine, your article on this says it's the Amazon effect. That's the phrase you use in your first line. What do you mean?
Well, Amazon has really seen spectacular growth, in part because it appeals to the convenience online shopper. People know they can just go to Amazon, you know, couple searches, couple clicks, and they're done with their shopping experience. And so eBay is trying to capture some of that growth magic by also offering more fixed-price items to appeal to that same convenience online shopper.
You cite very specific numbers. Amazon's results for the first quarter of this year, their growth.
Yeah, Amazon has really just seen spectacular growth quarter after quarter. Obviously, not all of that is on their core shopping. They have some other businesses as well. But eBay, meanwhile, has seen its growth steadily decline.
Now if you go to eBay and you click on there, many, many items on there will have a buy it now price. Never mind going through the auction process. You can just buy it right now for this price, which is usually, 10 or 15 or 20% over the base begin the bid price.
Right. The new pricing structure is aimed at increasing that. eBay is looking at it and saying, well, we're going to basically change our fees, so it's going to be very inexpensive for you to list items on eBay, and we'll take most of our commission from the sales. And the hope with that is it encourages more people to put it in the buy it now category, because before, if you had to pay a lot up front to just list your item on eBay, then you wanted to sell it in auction where at least you knew that it was going to sell at the end of the day and you wouldn't be out that money.
And that's one of the things about eBay. You paid at the front to get an item listed, whether it's sold or not.
Exactly. And Amazon has never done that. Amazon has really said to sellers, we just want to take a commission of your sales. And so eBay is clearly moving more towards that model, which is a big change.
Catherine, this is a business story for eBay, but I think it's kind of a cultural story for online, because there was something about this auction process that seemed very exciting to a lot of people going online. That is, people would go online specifically for the eBay experience. It seemed like such a kind of exciting marketplace. What happened to
that? Oh, sure. I mean, it was the thrill of winning. And I remember talking to sellers, and they would say, you know, kind of in the old days of eBay, you know, back in the late 1990s, you could put a new toaster on eBay that would retail for $40, and people would get so excited about bidding for that toaster that you could sell it for double.
You sell this $40 toaster for $80.
You sell your $40 toaster for $80 just because there'd be two people warring over getting that toaster and bidding on it and wanting to win it. And kind of that extra $40 was the win premium that you got from selling on eBay. And those days have gone in some respects because, one, there's just so much information online. People know that a $40 toaster is a $40 toaster. So they're not willing to pay more than the $40, and neither is anybody else in that bidding process. So when you're dealing with that kind of an educated marketplace, you really should only have auctions on items that are unique and very difficult to price.
When eBay considers becoming more of a retail site and not an auction site, aren't they talking about maybe not being eBay anymore, that company that people, I think, have some kind of fondness for? It's got an identity, and the identity is it's an auction site.
That's true, and it's one reason why they're very careful to say, well, auctions will never disappear from eBay. We'll always have auctions somewhere on the site, and we'll always do certain things to highlight some of our more kitschy merchandise that kind of makes eBay the place where you can find the strange and unusual. But they're looking at the realities of the marketplace, and unfortunately for a lot of auction sellers, those realities are not in their favor. These guys, you know, did very well when people shopped online for more of the unique and kitschy stuff, but eBay, in order to maintain its growth and more than that, accelerate its growth, really has to appeal to a new kind of shopper.
Catherine Holohan, technology correspondent for Business Week Online, on the changing nature of eBay, and you'll find a link to her latest article about eBay at npr.org. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you so much.